89-year-old Joseph Aruna, who is a Nyanya-1 veteran, says his sacrifices during the struggle for the independence of South Sudan has never been recognized.
I am living a tough life and I'm suffering. I have no house, I don't have food, I only eat bread at a time. If really there are members of our Nyanya-1 in the government, I wouldn't be suffering like this. I would be eating well until God take my life.
On August 18, 1955, a group of officers at a garrison in the town of Torit in eastern Equatorial State rebelled against the Sudanese government in Khartoum. The group fought a bitter civil war, which ended with the signing of the peace agreement in 1972. Aruna says his decision to fight the Sudan government for 17 years helped lay a foundation for the Second Sudanese Civil War in 1983. He says if he were to meet President Salva Kiir, he will bring the following issues to the president's attention.
Number one, we need peace. Number two, we need our children to study for free. Number three, I want a tractor for me to start farming and something for my transport, a Land Cruiser vehicle. Is it true that our president will not look into the challenges we are facing?
60 surviving former soldiers of Nyanya-1 met last week to discuss the plethora of issues affecting them. 72-year-old David Odwar, one of the former Nyanya fighters, says South Sudan's veterans need and deserve the support of the government.
Most of us are now elderly people. We feel that time has come for us to come together to form this body called Nyanya-1 Foundation. So this body will now stand firm for us, to support us, to look for the rights of the people who fought during the movement. They cannot be just left like that and die out just like that.
Benedict Lagu, who is a son to the former Nyanya-1 leader, Joseph Lagu, says the transitional government has no plan for rewarding war veterans, including his father.
The government is doing very little for Joseph Lagu as a former leader, as a former president. I felt that there was a lot needed to be done for retired soldiers who feel they have been neglected, who feel their efforts were not recognized. And sometimes it is very shameful when you see former veterans in a very bad mood, cannot afford transport, cannot pay for their medical bills. These were the people who gave their youth for the liberation of this country. At least we need to support them.
Major General Lu Raikong, a spokesperson for the South Sudan's People's Defense Forces, says efforts are underway to pay the former soldiers' pensions.
No one has been forgotten by the government, starting with Nyanya-1 and other veterans of the War of Liberation. Secondly, the government is still working on operationalization of pension funds through Pension Act. Once that is finalized, everyone who had served will get his or her dues.
The head of the Specialized Committee for Defense and Veteran Affairs at the National Legislative Assembly said more than 64,000 soldiers are on the country's retirement list. The government of South Sudan says they plan to pay soldiers retirement benefits, but the 2013 conflict and the current hyperinflation in the country has diverted the attention of leaders who are addressing other pressing issues. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayer in Juba.